Your teen requested a ride, but this time not from you. It's through their Uber teen account. You drive your teenager around a lot to their friend Jacob's house, their other friend Jake's house, to James's, to Jaden's, to Jalen's, to...
Mom, this is Jake's house, not Jacob's.
Now with an Uber teen account, your teen can request a ride under your supervision. They'll ride with a highly rated driver, and with live trip tracking, you'll follow along the whole ride to their friends' houses that all sound the same. Add your teen to your Uber account today. See app for details.
Bye, Mom.
Hey there, and welcome back to Parenting Uncovered. We are Dave and Ashley Willis, and we are so excited that you decided to join us today. We are starting a new 7-week series where we are talking all about your questions that you have submitted at Dave and Ashley Willis on Instagram and anywhere else through emails. We get them all sorts of places.
Yeah, sometimes in person.
And sometimes in person, exactly. And through our meet and greet lines or just meeting you guys out and about. And so we want to talk about 7 of the biggest questions you've asked us that we have not yet covered here on Parenting Uncovered. And so we're calling this Parenting Quick Tips.
I love it. So yes. These will be a little bit quicker episodes, mm-hmm. which means we won't be doing the fun, fascinating fact or dad joke at the end.
But it will come back. Don't worry.
Don't worry. Yeah. So we're just going to try to make the most of your time, but just make these some quick reference guides. So What is the first question of this series, my love?
First question is, how can I ensure my child is eating a nutritious diet? You guys, we are trying to figure this out too, but we do have some tips on this. And I will say, starting out, like, it's the biggest thing is that every kid is different. Like, just when you think, I figured out the code to nutrition for kids.
Yeah. You haven't.
You know, we were those people. We thought we had this figured out, didn't we, Sweetie?
I've never thought I had this figured out, ever. But I will say every kid is so different. Their motivation is different. Their personality is different. And so.
Well, let me explain. I thought we had it figured out because our kids, our first 3 kids, pretty much would at least try anything. Now, they would have preferences, but they would try any vegetable. They would try any fruit, any kind of new ethnic food. In fact, they're huge fans of foods that, like, we don't eat, you know, that aren't American, like that are, they love Mediterranean food. They love Indian food. They love Asian, you know, like Japanese food. We just actually had Japanese food last night. But then came our 4th child, Chatham, who is awesome. But that child is the pickiest eater.
Now, let me give a little bit of context before we jump into Chatham. I think that there are different extremes with parenting as it relates to kind of the nutritional journey. There are some where it's just, on one end, it's like, you know what, kids, they're like garbage disposals. They're going to eat whatever, and they're going to turn out fine, and just don't sweat that much of it. Then there are people on this other extreme where you try to control every single thing your child eats. Mm-hmm. And my mom, one of her best friends, sweet, sweet family, sweet lady, kind, dear friend of my mom. Mm-hmm. However, she's very into health, like very into, she's a raw vegan. Mm-hmm. Only like, you know, fruits and vegetables. I don't know all the rules, but it is an extreme.
Well, there's no cooking of anything.
Extreme diet. And she was so strict with all of her kids following that same diet, controlling everything that they would eat, not letting them go places where like other foods were going to be there. And it was just this kind of ultra control. Now, she was convinced she was doing the best thing. Like, you are what you eat. I'm trying to take care of my kids, and I feel strongly about this. But long term, how that played out, now all of her children are young adults at this point. It's caused a lot of friction in the relationship. It's caused a lot of, you know, rebellion in other areas. And it just has, from my perspective, that whole approach of being so rigid, it has backfired.
Well, and what's interesting too is the kids don't eat that way on their own. Like they, in fact, I think there was a period of rebellion around food that has led to other rebellion. And I think what happened is food became a god. I think if we make food what we're worshiping in our bodies, what we're worshiping, that it becomes like so important that it's like more important than our kids' relationship with the Lord or even our relationship with our kids, then we have missed it. And, you know, in the other extreme of like, it doesn't matter. Like, let them eat pizza and cake all day. Then we're harming them too. So I think what I hear you trying to say is like, we need to avoid the all or nothing mentality.
We do. I mean, like, coming back to the Bible, you know, the Bible was written in the context of the Jewish culture, where there was a lot of Old Testament laws related to eating kosher and food laws and all these things. And that created some rigid thinking as it went with food,
yeah.
Because food was tied to their religion. It was tied to their health. And in the New Testament, under the New Covenant, when Jesus came to bring us all this freedom, we have a new set of rules. And a quick story, the Apostle Peter, Jesus's disciple, had a vision from God where God showed him all of these animals that were off limits in the Jewish diet, unclean, they called them. And in the vision, God said, Peter, take and eat this. And Peter said, no, Lord, I've never eaten anything that's unclean. And God said to Peter, don't call something unclean that God has made clean.
Yeah.
And it helped Peter to realize, wow, I've been thinking too rigidly about this. And I've let thinking about food actually keep me from relationships with other people who have different viewpoints. And it opened up his mind and his thinking, not only for food, but really relationally. God, the most important part of life is relationship with God and people. And so if food is becoming a barrier to you having relationships with other people, like, we don't go over there because, you know, I don't want you to eat their junk food or whatever, then we need to take a step back and say we're missing the bigger picture. So again, there's a lot we could say about this, but there has to be some balance, like with our youngest Chatham.
Who is one of the pickiest eaters.
So picky.
At least we've ever come across.
He's like, he's energetic, you know, he's not overweight, but he just only wants to eat junk. Like, that is it. I don't know how.
Well, no vegetables. He'll eat a lot of fruit. Like, he does eat fruit.
So we have to, like, make sure he gets a multivitamin, and we
we hide the vegetables.
We hide vegetables. We try to make stuff sneaky healthy.
Right.
You know, when we can.
Although I will tell you, now that he's 9 years old, the other day we were at actually Dave & Buster's, which, for those of you who don't have one, we just got one in.
Your teen requested a ride, but this time not from you. It's through their Uber teen account. You drive your teenager around a lot to their friend Jacob's house, their other friend Jake's house, to James's, to Jaden's, to Jalen's, to...
Mom, this is Jake's house, not Jacob's.
Now with an Uber teen account, your teen can request a ride under your supervision. They'll ride with a highly rated driver, and with live trip tracking, you'll follow along the whole ride to their friends' houses that all sound the same. Add your teen to your Uber account today. See app for details.
Bye, Mom.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Augusta area in Georgia, but it's basically like a big arcade, and you can also have dinner there. And so we got some pizza, but then we also got a salad with it, and it was a Caesar salad. And anyway, we were all, I mean, I was eating the salad, and I was like, this is amazing. It's so good. I mean, Caesar salad is delicious.
Some cauliflower that was good.
Yeah, that's
right.
Oh,
no,
Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts.
We had Brussels sprouts, and he was like looking at the Brussels sprouts, which had Parmesan on them. They were amazing. But he was like, no way. And I'm like, you got to try it. And he's like, I don't want to try that, but I will try the salad. Like, that's kind of one of the rules we kind of came down to, is you got to try it before you say you don't like it. So he tried the Caesar salad, and he actually really liked it. He goes, this is good. And so I think there's ways, like, you can have a value in your family of don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah.
When it comes to food, I know Daniel Tiger was a popular cartoon when our kids were growing up. I think it's still on. And they had this little song called You Have to Try New Foods Because It Might.
You gotta try new food because it might taste good.
Yeah. And we sing that. Now that they're too old for that, we still sing
we'll
it to them.
Tease them with it.
That's right. And they do try it. And, you know, and I think finding, just like you said, like celebrating the food that you have, realizing that it's a gift to have food.
Yeah.
And it's a gift to have variety of food. That's something we've talked about, but just really trying to focus on, especially the pickiest of eaters, like, let's try it. We need a wide variety. I mean, I talked to him too. I'm like, listen, we need fruits and vegetables to have the vitamins and minerals that you need to have your brain functioning well and to have your body functioning well. And now that he's old enough and he's, you know, studied this a little bit in school, it's resonating a little bit more, but it's trial and error with that kid because it's harder. Like, I'll make a big dinner that hits all the food groups and he only wants to get like the bread part and the meat part, you know? Yeah. And I'm like, buddy, yeah. we gotta up our game because we need those fruits and vegetables. Now I can get him to eat berries. Years ago, we started doing the little tater tots that aren't made of potatoes. They're made of like zucchini and other vegetables, and that would kind of sneak it in for him. We also, there's something called Veggies Made Great. They make a lot of different products that don't look like veggies, but are made completely of veggies. For example, they make a cinnamon roll, little cupcake type thing, all made from vegetables, and it's sweet and yummy, and he didn't even know he was eating veggies. They have a brownie of the same material. So good. And so I think just kind of being creative and being sneaky when you have to be, but also there comes a point in their age where you want to make sure they realize it's good for them and that it also tastes good, like trying different spices and different toppings you can add to it for things they may be a little turned off to.
Yeah. And then sometimes just let them be a kid. Don't be one of these weirdos that it's like you can never have a happy meal. You can never, you know, have sugar. That's so bad for you. It's like, guys, let him be a kid. You know, I mean, my gosh, I ate so much junk growing up and I turned out relatively
and
normal.
And you're so healthy. I mean, really.
Well, and you know, you're going to have long-term health. You can show them the way and you can kind of like keep teaching them.
Sure.
But they're going to have to get to a place on their own. You know, like our second son, Connor, who, you know, had gotten really heavy in middle school. He has a bleeding disorder, so he couldn't play organized sports. Yeah. So he was kind of limited, but he got to a place where he was wanting to commit to health. Mm-hmm. And then we helped him. We got him a trainer, a guy who went to our church that was a professional trainer. And then that trainer taught him some really good exercise, but then also through that, you know, taught him a lot about nutrition in a way that Connor would listen. Sometimes it takes those outside voices, you know. If you're only hearing something from your parents, a lot of times you're not going to fully get it. But if you can find some people to kind of reinforce that message. And now, you know, Connor, man, he's so committed to health. Now, he's still a balanced teenager. I mean, he'll still go out and slam some pizza and, you know, eat like a teenager sometimes. But he's overall, like, he tracks his protein. You know, he's looking at macros and all these things to really maximize his health and potential. But also just has a really balanced approach where he'll still go to Waffle House with his buddies and, you know.
But he won't get the same thing. Like, we were recently on a spring break vacation and just, you know, there were times we went out to places in Gatlinburg, Tennessee that were like big, like what's it called? The Mill. If you're ever in Gatlinburg, go to the Mill. It's amazing. They have a restaurant there. It's all this home cooking. And he was like, I was like, oh, Connor, you should get this, whatever. I can't remember what it was. And he was like, Mom, back a couple years ago, I would have gotten that. But he's like, I'm really trying to watch my macros. I'm going to get this instead and still enjoy. You know, they had these amazing, I think they were like hush puppies or something. Is that what they were, hush puppies? We call them hush puppies.
Yeah, corn fritters.
Corn fritters. Yeah, it's basically a hush puppy. Yeah. And so he had some corn fritters / hush puppies.
But it's balanced.
But also had a salad, you know?
It's balance. And let's be real. Until your kid is old enough to really notice the opposite sex, they're just not going to care that much about how they look.
Yeah, your eyes kind of open at that point.
Right. And then you'll start caring a lot more. So until you get to that point, you know, it's on us parents to kind of help them find some balance, to make sure they're staying active, to try to limit the sugar, but
definitely,
you know, some sugar is not going to kill them.
That's right. And I want to say this on that. When they're little, I would say wait as long as you can to introduce sugar. Not that it's of the devil. A little sugar is okay. But I think kind of extending that period and then having maybe their first introduction, you know, obviously you have like the smash cake at the 1-year-old party. Like, all of our kids literally smashed their whole face into their little birthday cake they got. Remember?
Yeah.
When they turned one. I know some babies that don't, and I'm like, wow, that's amazing. Like, that they don't like it. I wish that had been me. It wasn't. I'm like, sugar, I love sugar. But I think even at beyond like the celebrations, maybe making it only for celebrations so it's something that's special, I think that that's a good thing. And just kind of limiting junk food, you know, not making it the thing we never want to eat. Because I think the forbidden things become the things they obsess over.
Yeah.
And kind of like with our friend and their family, that's kind of what happened is they ended up obsessing over it. And so you don't want to have this forbidden thing, but it's like you can still, you know, say, well, this is for special occasions. Like, this is when we'll have, you know, maybe have this special food that has a lot of sugar and stuff in it. But I think it's all in moderation and balance as much as possible.
Well, I'm getting hungry, so we better wrap
all
this
food
up.
Talk.
Now all the food talks making me hungry. Guys, hope this was helpful to you. There are a lot of resources out there on this. We have a marriage book that also has some principles that could help with overall family health. The book's called Naked and Healthy. And that's a resource that we could recommend kind of as a follow-up, especially if you and your spouse are wanting to know kind of how to lead the way by modeling some healthy principles
Definitely.
Yourself. So check that out. Thanks so much for tuning in to Parenting Uncovered. God bless you guys. Feel free to send us your question on Instagram. We're at Dave and Ashley Willis. We'd love to hear your suggestions and your questions, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time.
Bye.